Welcome to Discovering Responsible Wealth. This is Frank Angelos, your host. It's a pleasure to be with you this week. We're picking up this week on a conversation that we had started last week on what I refer to as the sandwich generation, which is really, you know, when you end up in a point in your life when you're caring for your children on one side and you're trying to raise them, help them get started, and help them to have the lives that they'd like to have. And also you find yourself on the other side caring about your parents, worrying about them, and making sure that you can help them as they get older and be there for them. You know, it's good stewards. With that in mind, I invited a friend of mine to come out, John Spock. He's a certified long-term care specialist with CNA Financial Group. So I'd like to, first of all, John, welcome. It's a pleasure to have you with us today.
Thank you, Frank. It's a pleasure to be here.
Great. And John, I know that your background is really in the area of advising people with regard to long-term care, how it works, what it is. And with that in mind, why don't you just take a minute and tell people a little bit about what is long-term care and maybe what percentage of the population does this conversation even impact?
I'd be glad to, Frank. I consider long-term care more of extended care. It's people use the term long-term care, and they use it in conjunction with nursing home coverage and being in a nursing home. When it does cover nursing homes, but it also is more of a custodial type of maintenance. And it's a bigger picture than most people comprehend. As far as averages on who will have a long-term care event, currently the number is 67%. Two out of three people will experience a long-term care event in their life.
That's a high number. You know, as you know, I listened to that, you know, one of the things that I heard that you said that was interesting to me is that, you know, it's like nursing home care and so forth. And the reality is if you were to meet with anyone, you know, that's, you know, getting up there in years or retired, the objective is not to end up in a nursing home or to ever need that. And most people look and they go, they'd like to be home. So when we think in terms of long-term care, are we also talking about the fact of someone that, you know, says, I'm never going to go to a nursing home. Don't ever do that to me. Is that at-home care? Is that also what we're dealing with?
Yes, we are. In fact, 82% of care is giving in the home or in an adult daycare facility or an assisted living. Only 18% is actually given in a nursing home. So this is an event that largely does take place at home, which is where we would like to stay anyway.
John, you know, when I listen to that, this is a big topic, and I know that we don't have endless time today. So let's just kind of hit on a few of the highlights for people so that they know kind of what they're dealing with. The first part that I'd like to deal with is really the human side and the emotional side with regard to, you know, how do families deal with it? Is it a member of the family that kind of steps up? What do you see on average, and what's the impact of a family when that occurs?
Well, a long-term care event is not as much about the individual as it is a family issue. Families take care of families. I have two daughters, and I know that if anything happened to me in that event, they would take care of me. The question is, do I want them to physically take care of me? And no, I don't. So it boils down to having a plan. And the reason this family issue is so important is because long-term care tends to tear a family apart, not bring it together. The burden generally falls on the female in the family as far as giving physical care. The males help out as much as they can, but there's a lot of other reasons that the family could be torn apart. Distance between family members, different sides of the country, children that are involved. One of the children might have their own children. So there are issues that come up that puts a very big strain on the family itself.
So it's, you know, there's a lot of different impacts that I'm hearing here, a lot of, you know, what I refer to as the ripple effect. One is, you know, from the parents themselves, just making sure that we're dealing with their dignity and being respectful to them and whatever's occurring. The second side of that is when I'm listening to what you're saying is that we want to make sure that whatever's occurring, that the family doesn't end up divided because someone feels like I'm doing all the work, nobody's helping me, and now we have hard feelings. We want to make sure that the family kind of sticks together and so forth. And I think a lot of that has to do with what you and I have spoken about over the years, which is there needs to be some type of a plan in place of what's going to occur. Before we get into the specifics of a plan or laying out what people's options are, One of the things that I'd like to just ask you about is that what in the financial side, what are we dealing with as far as cost? You know, is this something that's, you know, $50 a day or is it $100 a day? And I know that you like to talk in terms of monthly benefits and so forth, but what type of costs are we actually talking about that if someone wanted to bring in some help, what are the potential expenses here?
Well, they vary and they are expensive. If you wanted to bring in home health care people, on average, you have some skilled, some unskilled. So depending on that person that you brought in, you could be ranging anywhere from $6 to $7 an hour up to $25, $30 or more an hour. So on an eight-hour day, 24/7, could get very expensive.
You know, and when we look at this, is as far as the funding of that, is this something that's picked up by your medical insurance? Does Medicare pay for this? How is this being funded?
Well, typically Medicare and health insurance either do not cover or have very limited coverage for a long-term care event. Medicaid doesn't pay until most of your assets are spent down. It's basically a needs-based program. Families, again, will provide care, but the question there is at what cost?
So if I summarize a little of what I'm hearing there is that health insurance and Medicare will provide some limited level of benefits. My understanding also is that Medicaid, which people talk a lot about, you know, where you hear, oh, I'll become Medicaid eligible, really is needs-based, which means that ultimately they have to have spent down or utilized most of their assets in order to become eligible. And then the other option is it comes back on the family side of this, which is whether the kids are kicking in and they're helping to do it, or they're going through, you know, what are, you know, you very nicely say the spend down, the unintended, you know, use of principal. That fair assumption? Or did I read that right, John?
Yes, you did. And the one that I did leave out was trying to have some other type of plan, which may be transferring the risk to an insurance company.
And the insurance, I know, is becoming more popular nowadays. People are more conscious of what's going on. But I also understand that there is a cost factor in insurance, and people have a concern over the cost.
Absolutely. And once you do that, if that's the option you want to take, then you should be sitting down with a professional in that field, making sure that you're with the right company, you have the right benefits, and the things that you might need in that extended long-term care event are included in that policy.
One of the things that I often point out to clients is that when I have a husband and wife and both of them are retired, okay, or, you know, they're looking into long-term care and you know, we'll have a conversation, and often what I'll say to them is that, you know, the amount of retirement income that you have is X. It's, let's say it's $50,000 a year or $100,000, whatever the number, and that's the amount of money that's provided to that couple. But all of a sudden, when one of those two has a need for extra care, whether it be at home or in a facility, all of a sudden, the numbers jump off the page, and it may be as much, you know, based upon when we're talking about 24/7, you know, it could be as much as half, if not more, of that income may need to go with that spouse that needs care. Are you seeing the same thing, John? What are you seeing?
Absolutely. The numbers are astronomical, really, when you relate it to how much money we have coming in retirement years. And on average, the cost of a long-term care event is rising by approximately 8% a year.
Let's deal with one other issue, which is I hear this all the time. Well, if I knew that I had that going on, I would just transfer the assets to my children and become Medicaid eligible, as some people would say. And the reality is if they wanted to transfer assets to children or they wanted to, you know, do something like that or try to protect assets, how does that work and what's the look-back period? Because it's not like you can turn around tomorrow, give something to someone, and the government close their eyes and say, oh, I didn't see that, you're good.
You're correct, Frank. And again, if that is your plan, we should again be speaking with a attorney who deals specifically with transferring assets. The look-back period has been raised to 5 years, and they will pull back any assets that you pull back. So it's a case of sitting down to formulate that plan. I don't know when that long-term care will occur, if it occurs. And there's questions that you have in there. Do you want to give up assets, control of those assets? When should I do it? So, again, that plan should be done with a qualified attorney.
Well, as we run to the end of our time here, because we've only got a couple of minutes left, If we were to just point out, you know, some of the things that people should look at, and I know that you always talk about you need to have a plan. Maybe you can just highlight some of the different options that people have available and what a plan might look like and just keep it very brief for us. So, John, go right ahead and I'll let you start.
Well, paramount in doing that plan is there should be a discussion between the children and the parents as to what are the parents' wishes, what would we like to do, how should we take care of this. We can, as we mentioned, transfer assets. We can set money aside on through retirement that is strictly put there should a long-term care event, or we could insure. We could transfer the risk to an insurance company. And if that is the plan, you should be sitting down with a professional to find out which companies are best, what plan is the best for you, and what should be included in that plan.
Great. Well, as we're wrapping up, John, I would like to first of all thank you for being with us today. It's been a pleasure. It's always a pleasure speaking with you. So, John, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me, Frank.
And for all of our listeners, if you have any questions, you can write to us at IofRW. We're at 2431 Atlantic Avenue in Manasquan, New Jersey. Again, you could write to us at IofRW, 2431 Atlantic Avenue in Manasquan, New Jersey, or you can always email us at info@iofrw.com. Again, info@iofrw.com. You've been listening to Discovering Responsible Wealth with Frank Angelos. Our guest again today was John Spocky, Certified Long-Term Care Specialist with CNA Financial Group in Wall Township, New Jersey. Thanks for being with us, and I wish you a blessed week.